the bureaucrats, that only does not emanate from the proposals that young people are supposed to be writing, but also the bureaucrats that is highly partisan, but also the restrictive measures that are found out, that are found within the process of accessing that fund in terms of merging the social discourse of the upbringing of young people, but also the financial.
Gladys, from your work and your view, how do you see this uptake or lack thereof of this CABS Youth Fund?
You realize that most of the information the young people had were either through hearsays or the information that we gave them through the work that we were doing. But at the same time, we also didn't have adequate information as to really how can we follow up, for how long is the process going to take, how can we also influence so that the young people or the young women who are marginalized, who are out there, are able to have access to the funding. So there's been a lot of, you know, a huge information gap that has sort of like inhibited young people or young women's application to this process. And then secondly, I think it has been so much centered around people who are actively involved in politics. It's good to be involved in politics because this is where things happen. But because of the political terrain, there are some people who would rather, you know, lie low and not actively come out to say we support political party A and political party B. But still, they deserve to get support from this youth fund.
Sydney, I'll come here to you. We understand that about 16,300 youths applied, but only about 3,000 were given these funds. What's your view on that number?
I mean, if we start with the 16,000, it actually emanates from the fact that 16,000 is not the best number that a population of 60% of young people can actually be said has applied and they have accessed the information in order to apply. But also, if you look at the 3,000 of figure to those who were accepted, actually emanates from the fact that these 3,000 young people, if you look at them, if you look at their orientation, if you look at their affiliation, if you look at their connections, they all center to one thing, and that is the political affiliation that determines who they are. And only a drop in an ocean, that's where you find the young people may be aligned to the opposition and maybe young people who are aligned to civil society.
Gladys, also looking at this number, when we focus on young ladies, we see that about only 33% of them are benefited from this.
33% for me really is just an insignificant number, especially when we look at the overall number of young people who manage to benefit from this youth fund. And it's quite sad to say that the Zimbabwe Youth Council would put emphasis really on the quality of the proposals, when in actual fact they know that young women especially have not had an equal chance to go to school like their male counterparts, to the effect that they are or they cannot be expected really to write competitive proposals as their male counterparts would present. And then secondly, I feel that, you know, a ministry in this era was supposed really to look at mechanisms of how they were going to ensure that the benefits are obtained by both parties.
Sydney, is your organization assisting those who might need help?
The first thing that we need to do is to demystify the youth fund in itself from being coded a partisan ZANU-PF process, which is posed for an electioneering gimmick. That is one thing that we need to tell the young people, and that is what we're telling them to say. This is a government-driven process, and if it is a government-driven process, everyone has got the ability to access it.
Glennis, same question to you.
Okay, actually, one of our commandments really is to assist young women to write project proposals when they are seeking funding for businesses. And we have tried so much to assist them, equip them with the business skills themselves, and also to train them on project proposal writing. However, this, in relation to the youth fund, has just amounted to nothing really. As much of the proposals, even though you'd tell yourself that this can be funded, would just come back and be, you know, labeled an incompetitive proposal. But we've done as much as we could to try and assist young women.